Lights, camera, action. Welcome back, chicken heads. You're joining us on the Chicken Hen with S&M podcast. I'm Shandy.
I'm Addison.
And we're back for yet another week, but it's our season finale. It's a good one, though. We've been talking about this one for weeks.
About a month now, actually.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it always happens, especially with our first season's finale, we talked about it for weeks. Like, we even forgot, like, one episode. We're like, oh, wait a second, that's not the season finale. We need to focus on this week's and not, you know, the weeks to come. We just get excited.
We've been prepared.
Yes, we have been.
We've got some good stories to tell, and, you know.
We hope you enjoy. We hope to shine a light on some things that some people aren't exactly, you know too much about.
Yeah.
And we just want to try and enlighten some people. And one love, people. That's all I have to say. Let's just love everybody. Especially in this time of need. That's all we need is love.
All we need is love.
You know?
So insert song now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So for this episode, we're calling it Together, We're Not Alone. And it's going to touch base just like on our very first season finale, the You Are Not Alone. Just together, we're here for everybody. And when you're here for everybody, things can be that much easier.
Yes, 100%.
You know, like, let's back each other and
let's stand together
and support one another and love your brother and fucking sister, man. Jeez. I love you sometimes.
I hate how we get the sometimes for my fucking diaries. Do you remember, Shandy?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like to elaborate?
So our Nana was in the hospital, and on our way down to see her, my sister found some of my lovely journals from high school.
They're so fun to read.
Yeah, so fun to read. And there's things in there. Was I talking about mommy or you?
Probably both of us. There were so many things you were talking about me with.
Yeah,
how I pissed you off because I took your shirt, or you,
like,
took
I care
shirt.
About her sometimes.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Mom only loves me, I think, sometimes. Oh, it's always so much fun to go back and read our things from high school.
I have so many,
you know, and I feel like in high school that's when we really start finding ourselves.
100%.
And I feel like that kind of pertains to this episode a little bit.
Yeah. And a lot of people find it before then, but there's a lot of people that go through it in high school because that's like your molding stage.
I mean, you're really you're going through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones are wild.
Testosterone going buck nuts.
You're learning yourself. Yes, exactly. You're figuring out yourself. You're figuring out what you don't like,
what you do like,
how you feel about certain things, why you feel this way about certain things, why you don't feel a certain way about certain things.
Come to realize you're crazy. We're all crazy.
We're all loony. We're bonkers, but I'll tell you what, all the best ones are.
Hell yeah.
It's one of my favorite things.
I know, I'm fucking nuts.
Shit.
All right.
But with this episode, I'm sure if you've watched our videos and things that we put out, we've been talking about how we're trying to figure out your walk of and through life, I guess I should say.
Just to help others out that are possibly going through it.
Exactly. Any piece of advice that you wish someone could have told you at some point in time in your life, when, you know, whether it be when you hit rock bottom,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just a certain place in your life where you were at a crossroads and you didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Like, what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah. Or, you know, finding out, you know, how you feel about yourself sexually, like figuring out, you know, what spectrum you fall on, whether you're straight, gay, lesbian, bi, and there's so many more, like demisexual, pansexual, asexual. You want to say any more?
Polysexual, autosexual, and then that, I forgot how to pronounce that one.
Sapiosexual. I'm sorry if we got that wrong. We even looked it up how to say it
before. We put it in Google.
We did, and he said how to say it correctly, and we practiced it, but, you know, we're on the spot right now.
Wait, hold up. Yours is a guy.
Yeah, mine's a guy.
Mine's a girl.
Sapiosexual.
There you go. See, that's how you say it. That's the correct meaning. So we'll go over that here in just a minute because we plan on hitting on all of those.
Sorry, I'm trying to mine's a girl.
Well, you know, your phone is different than mine. Even though it's the same phone.
Oh, never
see,
mind.
No, it's a man too.
It's a man now. I won't change it.
Sounds like he knows what he's doing.
For one man in
my life. Well, I like changing the voice on the GPS.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
It's always fun. I like having an Australian talk to me.
I know.
Or a British lady. Those are fun.
It's very nice.
But no, like usually, you know, you start experiencing stuff in high school. I feel like that is...
We all go through a lot in high school.
And not saying that you don't in middle school or younger, because some do experience it in younger years. But the thing is, you know, it's important to kind of, I think, have an outlet for someone to talk to. Like when, you know, so you don't feel so alone. Like I think it's important to know somebody that's in that certain situation. Like say someone's feeling like they might be lesbian because they're having certain feelings towards girls, that they know someone who they can go and talk to that they're comfortable with. I think that's very important.
Oh yeah. I wish I would have had that.
I forgot to tell you, I had a lady, she's in the Netherlands right now, and her daughter actually came out. She's 13 years old and came out last year. And she said, you know, she had her aunt to talk to, which helped her out a lot through it. But over there, she likes to kind of keep to herself. Not that it's frowned upon, but I just think it's cool that, you know, even at that kind of age that, you know, you're coming into yourself.
Yeah.
And you can find that out.
Exactly. Because 13, you're pretty much...
You're hitting fucking puberty, man.
And you're hitting high school.
You start, I feel like at that point in time, you really start seeing, oh, well, I like this, or this makes me feel a certain way, or this doesn't make me feel a certain way, or why are these girls liking boys and I'm not?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a very
serious thing. And some are late bloomers, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know? I've dated a few girls, you know? I didn't know.
I had a girlfriend.
I did, too. I had a girlfriend, too.
I loved her. I still love her to this day.
I mean, I thought, like, I liked girls for a minute there, you know?
I knew that about you. I could just tell.
I've definitely been with more women than I have been.
That's okay.
I'm not ashamed to say it, but I have. But, you know, I finally got out of that and realized, you know, I liked dick.
Well, it's like I said, everyone, especially in high school, that's when you start experiencing stuff, because like that's when your stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's when you're supposed to.
Yes, it was.
Your experiences. In high school. if they were younger, I mean, that's cool. You know, shit happens.
No, it was in high school.
But I feel like that's, like I said, that's like a tipping point. It's when you start figuring out the stuff, and that's when more people are more open to trying to figure this out.
I actually had a friend. I told her that I thought I was gay, you know? And she was a very big Christian at the time, and she flipped her shit out on me, pretty much disowned me the rest of our high school year. And so I told her my senior year that I was not. It was something that I was just going through, and it wasn't what she thought it was.
I think, I mean, I might be wrong, but.
You probably do. I think we talked about it before.
Yeah. That's just crazy, though. But no, like, seriously, I think everyone, not everybody will go through it, of course, but a lot of people will, and a lot of people do question their sexualities, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's human nature.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's 100% human nature. Shit, I walked in on you and Ramsey.
And then, love your Rams.
Yeah. I love her, too.
But, yeah, no, we all experience that, and, okay, again, not all. Again, I'm bad about that sometimes, y'all.
Not all.
But most, yes. I feel like it happens. And sometimes it's just, like Madison said, it's just a phase and you're just doing your thing and you're just enjoying it. And then one day it hits you, you're like, oh, man, I'm not into it, you know? Like, the twat fruit's not for me.
No. It's like, I had a gay friend. He didn't know what he was.
Yeah.
And it took him a little bit of high school to realize, you know, hey, I don't like the poo-tang, you know. And he even dated a girl for years and tried out, and just he was not for it. Like, he couldn't do it.
Yeah, who knows, somebody else like that who had girlfriends throughout high school. But you just knew.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, I had a friend, older guy, and just cool as could be. He was like an older brother to me, but I knew he was gay. I just knew it. But I loved him so much because, you know what? They usually are just like the coolest fucking people. And like, they have the biggest fucking hearts, man.
It's like Ashton. I think Ashton has the biggest heart.
Yes. Yes. I think he does too. I love him. And he's fucking beautiful. And I dated y'all are all beautiful.
Big hearts, man. Big hearts.
Yes. But I remember this night him coming out to me, and I was waiting for it because I knew. And I was just waiting for him because I'm like, you know, we're such good friends. Like, when's he going to tell me? And finally, when I We were tripping on shrooms. It's the same night I learned how to drive a stick shift too. But we were just sitting there just having a live chat. And he's like, you know, I just love you. And he came out and he's like, I want to tell you, like, I'm gay. And I'm like, you are. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, oh man, I'm just so happy for you. I love you. Like, you're finding your true self, you know, and like, you're learning to love you and not hate you and be depressed, because some people like will keep that inside and it just eats them up.
Yeah. And then there's also people that reject it.
Mm-hmm.
And think it's an awful thing to do. And it's not. Everybody, they love just like we love. Just because they don't like the same gender as we like doesn't mean they don't deserve it.
Exactly. I think a lot of that goes back to like how you grew up and how they think, yeah, like some people aren't going to fucking accept you. And I think in this day and age, like, it's just part of it. And I think like we should just love everybody and agree to disagree, because we all have our own opinions. We're all unique, different people. And just love one another, people. Because we're in this together.
Love is a big thing.
You know, one love. And yeah, it's like we were always told growing up, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Be fucking nice.
Yeah. I love being nice.
Yeah.
Do you, Shandy? Do you like being nice?
I mean, you know, not that I don't like being nice. I just don't like talking to people.
Yeah.
And I don't want to deal with people. And I mean, I'll be nice to you as long as you're cool with me. But as soon as like you do something to piss me off, I'm not going to be a nice person. And you might like see like the pits of hell in my eyes, and you might feel room get really cold.
Her eyes definitely change when,
yeah,
you know, she's not.
I can peer into your soul. It's a weird thing. You know, you'll maybe you've experienced it. Maybe you haven't, but
it's not fun.
I've done it since I was little. It's just a thing.
I don't like it.
I do want to hit a little bit on, you know, just the asexual or just the sexual spectrum, mm-hmm, if you will. Of course, you know, you got straight, and that's when, you know, the male and the female.
Like the opposite sex.
Yeah, the dick goes in the vag, and the D, you get the D and the P. And that's not double penetration, unless that's what you like.
I wasn't even thinking that.
One though, asexual, I feel like, is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a person who has no sexual feelings or desires, but they still have attraction towards things, but it doesn't have to be like a certain, it's just not gonna be like a crazy attraction.
Yeah. Oh, you must drop that shit.
I'm clumsy.
And then we also have, you know, there's polysexual, which is sort of like pansexual, but you know, they still experience attraction, but it's limited.
Yeah, but it's kind of one that's with pansexual. I'll go ahead and hit that one. It's not limited to sexual choices. They are attracted to anybody. And that means, you know, biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
Mm-hmm. Then we have demisexual, which is, you know, you only experience sexual attraction with someone they have an emotional connection with.
Yes. Let's see another one, because there's just different, there's different ones out there, and y'all are more than welcome to sit there and look them up. I mean, we did our research, yeah, on some. There's so many out there that we just kind of chose ones that we felt like we've talked to people. And one of these, we talked to someone who has experienced.
Yes.
These. Sapiosexual though is being sexually attracted to intelligence.
Hey, that's hot.
I mean, it is. Being super smart's hot. Yeah, it is. I mean, and then if you, you know.
It's a good quality to have.
But also, I feel like you got to be, to me, you'd have to be equally, like, physically attractive.
To equal that out.
Yes. Now, intelligence is nice, yes, but, like, that's not what's going to get me off here, you know?
No, no. You got to make me laugh, too. Not just with your smarts.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have autosexual, which, you know, prefers masturbation, you know,
instead of sex with others. I mean, you know, I feel like they have, at a point in time, like, you should be autosexual, but yeah, you know what? Everyone's autosexual before you become whatever kind of sexual you're going to be. I mean, you figure out your most would figure out themselves.
I'm like, what?
I can't speak for everyone, but I'm sure, you know, at a certain age, people start masturbating.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a given.
Yeah. See, another one is, did we already hit polysexual?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we already hit polysexual. Another one that's just out there, that I wanted to put, and I thought it was a ha-ha, is objectum sexual, which is finding yourself attracted to an inanimate object, like if I was attracted to my drinking cup right here.
Oh, that straw looks nice.
Yeah. Sorry. No. Oh, yeah. Think of the things I can do with that
straw. No offense to anybody that, you know, has that.
Yeah, no. No offense to anybody that is any different, you know? Like, more power to you. Embrace it. Be you.
You go for it.
Because just because your cup of tea isn't our cup of tea doesn't mean we don't want to sit there and have tea with you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying.
I was gonna say, I'm not talking like let's get down, let's strip dirty, and like let's do the hokey pokey together. No. I'm just saying like you can drink your tea over there, and I'll drink my tea over here, and we can chit chat.
Yeah,
about our teas, and what kind of tea we like.
I got you.
Just for clarification.
Oh my lord. And then we also have bisexual.
Yeah, which a lot of people will hit the main ones now. But bisexual, you know, when you like both.
Yeah. Which I thought I was for the longest time. And don't get me wrong, I do think I am a little bit, because I think women are absolutely gorgeous creations.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like a lot of girls, though, will question themselves, because when they do start, like, watching porn and stuff, they find themselves attracted to lesbian porn.
Yeah, 100%.
But I feel like every female I've ever talked to
rather have lesbian porn.
Yes, it's just something, I guess, because, you know, like a female would know how to take care of another female. Yeah. Like it's just a fantasy for some, but it's just, you know.
I mean, I prefer it.
I do too.
I mean, I can't.
We'll put a survey out there.
Yeah. We will.
And then, we'll do that. Of course, you have gay, which is just, you know, men liking men.
And women liking women, which is lesbian.
Exactly. And then straight, like we already said. I think we already went over that one.
Yeah, we were straight.
That's boring.
That's no fun.
I'm just kidding. We're all unique in our own ways, and I wish more people would understand that. Mm-hmm. Especially with everything that's going on, I had to explain it. But I just emphasized again to Brady today about how it doesn't matter what we look like on the outside. Mm-hmm. We're all the same on the inside.
Jameson compared us to cars yesterday. I have a video of it.
That's a good comparison, though, if you think about it.
Yeah. He's like, we're all like cars. You know, we all may be different colors, but we all have wires. Like, they have wires.
Yeah. Like, it's like I told Brady, just we take away our skin, man, and we are the same.
The only thing that would be different once you take away our skin is our eyeballs, which,
yeah,
can't.
Yeah,
that's on our skin.
That's the thing, yeah. But the thing is, like, let's just love one another. Another thing we want to hit on this subject. Another thing we want to hit on this episode is, you know, the hard walks of life that we can all go through.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone walks a different path, and not one of us. It's like a snowflake. Everyone is unique. Each and every path is unique, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
I know we didn't exactly have the easiest upbringing.
No.
You know?
We didn't.
Exactly. With our dad being a fucking crackhead. You know, we went through some crazy shit, but we know that there's others out there who have experienced the same thing, if not some crazier shit. Because, I mean, I remember in high school, no, it was middle school, wasn't high school, but in middle school, like, these chicks' mom blowing their fucking dad's head off, or maybe not blowing their head off, but, like, shooting them with a shotgun.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
So you can only imagine, like, what you go through at that point in time to even shoot somebody like that, and like what you've gone through previously,
exactly,
and what your kids have seen. You know,
I know I have a friend that you know, she had to grow up really fast. She was 6 when her mom left her alone with her younger siblings to go off and do drugs.
Yeah.
And ever since then, you know, she's had to take care of her younger siblings and watch her mom do drugs and pick a man that beats her, and, you know, over and over and over. And if the state ever found out that her mom is still seeing this guy, the kids could easily be taken away from them.
I mean, to me, that's just crazy, because, like, I value, just like you, I know you do too, but value our kids over anything, you know? So, like, fuck dick, you can get that later. Wait till the kids grow up, man.
It's like her dad, you know, he lives in another state, and he doesn't exactly come and see her or spend time with her. He doesn't even ask how she is. He'll send her money every once in a while, but...
But it's like what grandpa used to do. Well, not grandpa. I don't call him grandpa. I don't know why I said that. Daddy's dad.
Yeah.
How he would send money every grade now and then. just to like make up for
like what daddy did when he started working.
Yeah. Just to, like make up for like lost times, I guess.
Yeah. This doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Like kids want memories. We don't, I mean, yes, of course kids want money at a point in time. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but they want your time. They want to be with you and make those memories with you. Cause you can't get that back.
Exactly. They can look back at that. And that's exactly what they're going to look back on when they're older. Were you there? Were you not there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big milestone in their life. I mean, yeah. I can look back and, you know that my mom was there for every cheerleading game.
Yeah. You know, like I got to give props to our mom on that. And that doesn't happen often.
No.
But when we were younger, she made sure that we were taken care of.
She got us out of, kind of sheltered us from what our dad was really doing.
Exactly. With a pilled out motherfucker. Pilled out on the couch.
Yeah. Or passed out, you know, watching porn with his dick hanging out.
I mean, exactly. Yeah. We walked into that at a few different times. But she kept us away from that and kept us in sports and doing different things. And I give her props for that, mm-hmm. you know, because there's a lot of parents that won't do that.
Oh, God, no.
You know?
I mean, there's definitely.
And they choose drugs or dick or just God knows what else over
their kids.
Yes. And it's sad.
We also have a friend that was adopted, you know, and then come to find out, because she went to go search for her birth parents later on down the road.
Yeah.
And, sorry, you know, apparently her parents died in a fire. So, you know, she stopped looking and realized, you know, the only person that was there for her was her adopted mom, which her mom is absolutely amazing, did so much for her.
What age did she find out she was adopted?
I believe as soon, like, she remembers.
She wasn't young enough. She was old enough. Okay, yeah, I was thinking like she was like a baby.
She also went through a rough time, you know. She was in a gang, and you know, she got real fucked up.
Yeah,
big time. Group homes, shelters. I mean, you name it. And that's not what her mom would have wanted for her, but her mom couldn't stop her.
And it's sad too, because like you can't trust the system.
No,
you can't trust the system at all.
So, but she's a good person now. You know, she's married. You know, thinking about kids, and she's doing good.
Yeah, working all the time.
Yeah, she worked past it. But something, you know, happened before all that, you know, in her earlier stages where she was, I don't want to say gangbang because that just sounds so fucking awful, but she was raped to the point where it messed up her woman parts inside where she was not able to carry a fetus.
It raped her where it messed her so much. Yes.
Yes.
That's sad.
So.
I could only imagine.
I know.
I feel for her on that one. Yeah. But, you know, she came out better at the end of it. I know she weathered a fucking storm, but, you know, here we are today.
Yep.
We love you. I don't know if you'll listen to this and know that we're talking about you, but if you do.
Love you. But, yeah, we're not going to mention any names throughout to keep everything private.
Yeah, all of this is staying confidential. You know, we had a lot of people message us and just talk to us about a lot of different parts of our life. And even I feel like this is a great time for this episode because of what's going on in the world, now.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's why I just want everyone to love one another. And my thing is, yes, all lives matter, but
all lives can't matter until Black lives matter.
Exactly. Until the minorities matter.
Yeah. I mean,
if you think about
their,
it, like,
their culture, their color, their livelihood is affected every day.
I mean, we're all here for a fucking reason.
Yeah.
And like, and we all look different for a fucking reason. We're all fucking unique. We're all supposed to be.
Yeah. I mean, shit, if we're sisters over here. And, you know, yeah, we look alike, but we have blue eyes.
Yeah. And I got green. I got dark skin. She's got, you know.
Don't make fun of me. Your dad came around a cooler.
He did. From Cuba.
Yeah. That's what we always say.
Yeah, I just got darker skin than them. I just tan. I get kissed by the sun.
She got more cherry out
and I get kissed by the sun. Because I don't lay out in the sun. I don't lay in the tan of it. That's just how
she literally steps outside the motherfucking front door and boom, she's tan. It's not fair. I mowed the other day for like 2 hours and you know what? I don't even have a farmer's tan on me.
Here, I'll show you.
Oh my God. I don't want to talk to you. Leave me alone.
Oh yeah, dude. I knew.
I'm out.
I knew I was getting a tan. But no, I just feel like, you know, just yes, we all matter, but the minorities in every aspect need to matter just as much as everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
And white privilege is a thing.
It is. It is. And I hate saying that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I mean, at this time, and you would think it's fucking 2020 that this would have happened years ago. Things would have been reformed. But history is doomed to repeat itself. If you do not learn from history, it is doomed to repeat itself, people. And that's what's happening right now. And people just need to love thy neighbor.
100%. Love your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like, that's what it's about.
It's all that matters. Because you know what? Together, we're not alone.
Exactly. I feel like one thing, though, I do want to hit on is I just hate that people, you're friends with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they view something differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, years of friendship that you've had goes down the toilet just because you viewed something differently.
Just one little thing. Like, one little thing.
Why can't we agree to disagree?
I've known so many people that sit there and like, okay, Black Lives Matter. Well, all lives matter. Well, no, not right now. No, it doesn't. Like, and then they just stop being friends because of that one little thing. And that bothers me because I get where the people are coming from when they say all lives matter. You know, I get it. And I get where people are saying when Black Lives Matter, because I'm right there with BLM.
Yeah.
100%. I'm right there with, you know, all lives that matter. 100%. But you don't got to stop being friends over it because one's more significant than the other.
We're better together
than we are apart.
Yes. We need to stand together and be one instead of oppressing one another.
And this is one reason, this one thing that's going on right now is why we won't talk about religion or politics.
That just doesn't, yeah, it won't be, this will probably be the first and last.
Talking about racism.
Yes.
I mean,
just because of what's going on in the world and we like to hit on.
And also because of right now, no matter our skin color, because we're white,
we want our voice to be out there to be a voice for other people that will not listen.
Exactly. And we stand with you.
We stand with you. We might not completely understand, but we are here with you and we're here for you.
Like my favorite saying right now is we understand that we will never understand, but we stand.
Exactly. Together, united. We're stronger in number than we are apart.
But one thing I do want to hit on is advice that you would give your younger self or just someone in general.
If I could give myself some advice, and my younger self some advice, it would just take it one day at a time. Slow down. You don't need to grow up so fast. Not everybody needs you.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on yourself too.
There you go.
Because I feel like I've always been so focused on making others happy.
You have.
And being there for everybody else that it's in turn made me not focus on myself so much and not love myself as much as I should.
Yeah. I mean, it all started, you know, around when daddy started working again. And then especially after he died, that you had to focus mainly on me is who you focused on the most.
Yeah. It's not that I didn't know TJ was okay. TJ was, but TJ was like me.
He shunned himself.
Yeah.
Into his room.
Yes. In a sense of fashion, for sure. But, you know, I knew that you still needed taken care of. You still needed guidance.
I needed a lot of guidance.
Yeah.
No one told me shit. Yeah, so you know, I mean, Shandy.
I know I wasn't necessarily the greatest fucking person to look up. For myself, I wasn't the greatest person, but I felt like I was a good role model for you, someone you could talk to, and someone that'll mm-hmm. keep you in your fucking place.
And you did. You did.
And the one time I didn't is when I wasn't here.
I mean,
I wasn't around.
If you were, though, I don't think I would be the person or be with the person I am with today.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think everything happened. I know everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. you know, and shit happens.
Yeah. I mean, the advice that I would give my younger self is love yourself. Yes. Your self-love is worth more than you will ever know. And it's something that you can gain in the future, but it's hard to gain if you don't practice every day.
Right. No, I mean, I completely agree with you. I mean, like I've said, and we've said in for mm-hmm. past episodes is, you know, look at yourself every day and say, I'm beautiful. I mm-hmm. love myself. It helps. It helps. I know it sounds stupid and it sounds crazy, but it helps. Some other advice though, that we had someone give us, someone actually that falls on the demisexual scale. Mm-hmm. And if you remember, being demisexual was you only experience sexual attraction towards someone you have an emotional connection with, which I think is really interesting too, by the way.
I think that's really cool though.
I do too. I feel like it's a more genuine relationship. I'm not saying people's relationships aren't genuine. I just feel like those people feel things on a different level and it's more you know, just genuine.
Real.
Yes. She said to just do your research that, you know, some people don't like to put labels on shit, but it's only a way to find a support or find a way to find a supportive community. Even if you don't reach out, reading others' experiences can be comforting. So mm-hmm. just like she said, do your research, because especially in this day and age, the world is yours. The world is your oyster.
It's your platform.
Yes, there's so many things out there you can figure out. And, you know, the way she figured this out was, you know, she's just scrolling through one day and she was reading through stuff. And one of the descriptions on there just really hit home for her. And so she just started looking up different things and figured out this was what it was for her. And she said it just made so much more sense. It explained a lot of relationships she's had in the past. But it also has led to a lot of friends only relationships, which, like I said, I think it's a genuine relationship when you have relationships with people.
See, I got curious about all that a while back, and me and one of my friends got into it about pansexual, which pansexual is not limited in sexual choices
with regards to biology or biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
Yeah, so they don't care. But I mean, that's what I was trying to get the point at with her. And she's like, no, they're just not attracted to anything.
No, so she had it confused with asexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fine. But like, I got curious of it because I was watching a show just randomly going through Netflix and, you know, clicked on something to watch throughout the night.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, oh, what does that mean? Because I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, well, you didn't. Us growing up, it wasn't a thing. And like, as time has gone on and things have expanded and people are figuring things out more and people are becoming more open to stuff, that's how these have come to be.
Yep. So, I mean, we got past it.
I mean, because think about it. When we were little, watching TV, you didn't see lesbians on TV. You didn't see two gay guys kissing. Like, it just wasn't a thing. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And to each their own, you know, like, we're not knocking you because you like it, and we're not knocking you because you don't like it. Yeah. You know, we're just saying, everybody love one another.
Love yourself and love others.
Yes. At the end of the day, we're all we have here in this thing called life. So let's help each other out.
Let's be nice.
Yes.
Be friends with everybody. I'll be your friend.
I mean, but don't be fake.
No. And that's another thing. Like, I hate fake people. I have a friend that's not understanding why I'm so blunt with her. And I'm a little harsh.
I think blunt friends are the best kind of friends.
And that's what I was telling her the other day. I'm like, would you rather me sit here and tell you what you want to hear? Or would you rather sit here and
sugarcoat something?
Yeah. Or, you know, tell you the plain out brutally honest truth. Like, which one you want? She's like, well, why don't you tell me the truth? I'm like, okay, I'm going to be harsh.
Yeah.
Like, don't think that I'm trying to be mean to you to be mean to you. I'm telling you, like, if you want to be a fucking gold digger, don't talk to me.
Like, listen, I'm going to tell you the cold, hard, honest, fucking brutal fucking truth, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I was with her. And, you know, she respects that, though, you know.
See, that's a good thing, because some people will say, oh, yeah, like, tell me how it is, and then they get fucking butt hurt.
Yeah, no. I mean, she gets a little pissy about it. You know, she'll huff and puff for a second, but, you know, she'll tell me she loves me and she's grateful for me and to have that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I told her, I'm like, a friend that's not going to get the goop out of your eyes or the leaf in your hair or tell you that he has something in your teeth, it's a fucking fake friend.
Yeah, exactly. Like, tell me I got a bat in the cave, okay?
Yeah, like,
sometimes I can't see up in my nose. Sometimes you don't feel that boogie.
Your straightened hair looks great, but the back of it sucks.
Yeah, like, you got some waves in the back. Let me help you.
Yeah, I mean, just be a real friend.
Love one another. Help one another. Fucking just be there, people. Like, treat somebody the way you want to be treated. Like, that goes back to being itty bitty and like growing up and learning the rules.
Yep. And respect your elders. Unless they try running you over with a shopping cart. It's fine.
Shit happens.
It does. It really does.
But at the end of the day, I just want us to come together, and I want y'all again to know that we're voices for people that feel like they don't have it. And we've said that from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what we're here for, and we want to speak for you and help you and talk on things, like I said.
Yeah, and everything's anonymous.
Exactly. Now, sometimes, you know, if you feel cool with it and you tell us, like, hey, it's totally cool if you put me out there. That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
But other than that, no, always.
Yeah, you have to tell us.
Always anon. Yeah, you have to tell us, like, hey, put me out there.
Yeah, because if you don't, you're automatically anonymous. You are a he, she, it, yes. Blow me, suck a dick. And I don't know.
We appreciate any and all that we've gotten from y'all.
100%. We definitely...
We love you, chicken heads.
We love you, chicken heads. And we wouldn't have gotten this far if it wasn't for you guys. Yeah,
it's a great second season. And
we're happy to end it on this note.
Yes, I'm looking forward to what season 3 will bring.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Hey, yet. Only to go up from here.
Yep. Wait, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, we've gotten over 1,000 listens in just this season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, we've blown out of the water.
Yeah, and, you know, we appreciate all of y'all that are listening and that are telling your friends about us or, you know, just passing the word along because word of mouth helps so much. And 5-star review ratings on our iTunes helps a lot, too.
We appreciate that so much.
Yes, we have big things coming in the future.
Look out for the next couple weeks. Yes. We do have some things planned while we're on a break so we can gather everything we need for season 3.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. Until then, though, love one another. Don't fucking hate because that's what tears us apart.
And always remember,
together we're not alone.